Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omiinka 7 here live coming to you straight from my studio. I am your advocate, the one you need, and I am your advisor, the one you want. I am your emperor here to serve you, and I'm your Mulua. I am your mother, too. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say Habari Gani to my old friends, and greetings to those new friends. Come right in and have a seat. This is another day in the Care to Read Room. We are a family and consumer education. We provide information. And because we provide information, we'd like to share with you this evening on our journey to collaborate with our ancestors and call them forward. And if you haven't been in this room before, you're in for a treat. We do believe that our ancestors are one that we should remember and acknowledge every day. And we do not worship our ancestors. We commune with them, meaning that we remember them in our prayers. We petition them to open up the way, to make our way plain and clear. Now, if you don't need your way made plain and clear, just move out the way so I can finish being blessed. Because that's what you have to understand, that your ancestors are the closest thing to God, and they are pulling for you, and they are rallying for you. They are opening up doors for you and making the way plain and clear. Now, you'd be a damn fool if you didn't acknowledge your ancestors. They're the closest thing to God, and they're the sum total of why you came. Because if they came here, they've already laid the foundation. All you need to do is acknowledge them on a day-to-day basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share with you our topic for this evening. And we are going to be talking about grandma's hands, okay? We want you to understand that grandmother's hands are very important. We've been talking about hands all week, and I am your mother, too. Now, I'm going to preach a sermon today about why African women are the universe's mother. That's right. We are the queens and the priestesses, and we are the nation's mother. And the title of our agenda today is I Am Your Mother Too. It's a family affair, people, a family affair. And my co-host won't be with us today. He is still indisposed working in the area of computer love. As you know, we did that computer love yesterday. However, let me say this. I can do this job all by my lonesome self because I know what it takes to be a woman. And because I am a mother, I can explain that to you clearly enough for you to understand. Now, we're going to take a station identification right now, but we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, and the next voice you'll hear is your loving Omi's voice. So stay tuned. I am your mother, too. But we're going to color him father right now, okay? Stay tuned.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. Sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, how's my child? I say, I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man's father. Think I'll color him love. Color him father. Think I'll color this man love. Yeah.
Welcome back, family. Now, on our itinerary today, we're going to be featuring a few entrepreneurs here in our local area of northern Indiana, as well as Gary, Indiana. Now, those outstanding entrepreneurs that we'd like to be featuring today to highlight their names, Vicky's Alteration Dressmaking Shop. Vicky is a local right here in Miraville. And Young Lady Bug also has an alteration repair shop, better known as Annette Stokes, a very good friend of mine. We are also partners in education. And Elaine Jeanette DeMott, okay, the painter, okay, and we're highlighting her also for her outstanding work. And there's the painter, Leon Hart, the custom painting. We're highlighting his work here in the community because he does airbrushing. And if you want to find him, you can find him right on Broadway. Christopher Stewart, the owner of Jessica's shop. And finally, the greenhouse. We like to feature those companies here locally in Indiana and talk to you about the fact that entrepreneurs ought to be honored and they ought to be endorsed. So go out and patronize them, ladies and gentlemen. Now, our co-host, Computer Love, will not be with us today. He is still involved, you guessed it, out there troubleshooting. Wouldn't you know it? He had a person fill in for him yesterday. He'll probably be on the show with us before the end of the year. So we'll always have time for him. Now, I would like for you to come over and follow me to the throne of grace as I lift up my continent and raise the energy frequencies in this place so that we can acknowledge our ancestors. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't take time out to call their names and acknowledge them. As I set a glass of water aside for my father, I like to say, Ashe, Father. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say, Mother, find your way home quickly. If you're in the lagoon, find your way. If you're in the Pacific, find a way. If you're traveling through the Middle Passage, ask your ancestors to assist you. And if you're traveling through the stratus and the creeks and the ocean, find your way home quickly, Mother. I light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say, Father, this light has been lit so that you can find your way through the Underground Railroad, the tunnels, and through the Middle Passage. And if you are stuck between there, ask your ancestors to guide you all the way home. I pour libation now to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I pour water to ground, so that as it falls upon the fertile ground, it will take root and then spring up and grow. But God will give the increase. Ladies and gentlemen, I call forth our ancestors whose backs we stand on. I call forth Harriet Tubman. I call forth Nina Simone. I call forth Dr. Martin Luther King, and Sweet Coretta, I call forth the two of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I call forth Louis Armstrong. I call forth all of Sheikh S. Diop. I call forth the Honorable Dr. Carruthers. I call forth these ancestors and ask them to allow us to stand on their backs. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any needs today, now is the time to tap into the frequencies. The frequencies are here, ladies and gentlemen, and you can request what it is you want from God. Your Godhead is Oladulamare. You cannot stand in front of the God that created the universe that has three manifestations. He is so potent and powerful, he will shatter you in a minute, second of a time. He is a ray of energy. That Godhead who created the universe will never commune with you and I. Therefore, he has assigned three manifestations of himself to represent himself. That is why I must tell you that Africans do not worship many gods. They are a monotheistic person. They do not worship many gods. We are believing in one God with manifestation of many Godheads and many descriptions and many auras and many backgrounds. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you worship today and praise God, lift up your countenance to God and thank him for the work that he's doing in your life and for the work that he's about to do in your life. Father God, we lift up our countenance to you today. And we say, may you be pleased with our petition that we make before man. Father God, as Jesus, your son, our eldest brother, went down in the grave as a mere example of him dying to the world and being resurrected to a spiritual body that is three-dimensional. Father, allow us to die to the world and let us kill off the old man every day. And may we become more spiritual, and may you be pleased with our work. And may these songs that we sing be a sweet-smelling savior in your nostrils. And as we sing these songs, please receive our songs. Please, Father, we ask that you will grant us today our petition. We ask that you will fulfill us in every way, and that we lean not on our own understanding, but you will direct our path. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are ancestors all around. Let us commune with them right now, for we are standing in their presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are ancestors all around. Let us praise the deity right now, for we are on holy ground. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on holy ground. Thank you so very much for going there with me on the journey. And you too can be a channel. Allow God to use you, and he will work through you in order to bring someone else to the throne. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, our topic is I Am Your Mother Too. It's a family affair, people, and I want you to understand that. And I'm calling Gentiles and Jews. I'm calling on Caucasians and African Americans. Yes, the African American woman is the mother to the universe. It has already been documented, and statistics have been laid down in the history books, that Degnish, the bones that were found of an African descent, were those bones of a black woman. And that black woman ushered in through her loins all living beings. Yes, we are mammals. And because we are mammals, we are attached to our children. And mammals are the unique creatures of the world because we are attached to our loved ones. Our attachment goes off to the level of being attached to people of the universe. So this is why we're attaching every nationality to us today. I want you to understand, yes, Caucasian, black women were the ones that ushered in the universe, meaning that we're your mother too. We are your mother too. Now, the Bible, it speaks of honor thy mother and thy father, that it might go well with you and that you might live long upon this earth. Honor is due to the black woman today, whether you like it or not. We are your mothers too. And because we have tried the test of time in ushering in civilization, and we are that feminine side of God. Yes, we are. You cannot give a man anything to hurdle over without giving him the gender of the feminine side of God, which is the female, the woman. We have been in the thick of things when God first created the universe. It was said that possibly when he said, let us make man in our own image, he possibly could have been speaking to a female gender, preferably a black African-American woman. Knowing that at one time, nothing on this earth that existed did not exist with melanin, and in meaning that melanin enriched would mean that we had got to be a person of color if you have melanin. Melanin is not just a byproduct, but melanin has been placed there for many reasons to deal with regeneration and to deal with the ability to function as gods. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the cat is out the hat. At one time, we were considered as gods, and those women who were a part of that civilization were more than capable of reproducing themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not remember this because you're anesthetized and you are fast asleep and you've been lulled to sleep just like I have. But I'm slowly waking up, and I encourage you and implore you to wake up. Wake up from that slumber, that anesthetist you've been put under. Yes, you must wake up. We are your mothers too. Who do you mean, Omi? I mean the African woman. We are the woman that was in the high places when they found the bones of dead Nish, you would like to call Lucy. Those bones were also the DNA of a black woman, and we would like to tell you what we think of this whole incident. Because we are your mothers, too, we want to be honored. Yes, we do. And because we are asking to be honored, we want to be exemplified and raised to a point and a level in society that we are no longer the underclass, but we are the ruling class. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you your mothers. Your mothers are the African woman, and the Caucasian men have always known that we are mothers. We have been the nannies, and the movie you see about help, the only thing they left out was the fact that we nursed the world. On our mammary glands and our breasts, we held babies that were not of the same shade and hue, and we birthed those children and birthed them and brought them into society. So why don't everyone know about this? Why has it been a hidden fact? And why has it been so closely covered up? Every African American should know this. Every black woman should understand that she is the mother of the universe. Now, are we trying to push and get in position because of this? Are we trying to overthrow someone? No. But we want the record to be set straight so that we will know our proper places in history. We are your mothers, too. Through our loins, we brought forth all birth, and all living beings came through our loins. This is not a joke or a fairy tale. Omi's not telling tales out of school. This can be documented. You can go back in your history books in the thick of things when they were looking for Coptic records as well as the scrolls and caves. They found more than what they were looking for. They found the truth of how civilization was made. Ladies and gentlemen, now that you know that we are your mothers too, you ought to honor your mothers. By honoring your mothers, you will understand that you will live long on this earth. Now, because we are studying history and learning about how do we change things, you allow the mothers to rule again and let the mothers put things in proper order again and allow the mothers to correct a collapsing society. Little or not, if you know it, there are women that are ruling in other countries right now, just like our beloved brother Obama. They are ruling in other African countries, and they are doing a darn good job of it. Now, are you asking, Omi, if I am fit to be a king, queen? I am Queen Nzinga. I've always known that I am fit to be a king, queen. When Queen Nzinga was not seated properly in her royal court, the men bent over backwards to allow their bodies to become a human throne for her, because they knew royalty when they see royalty. And I guess you would also know royalty within me. Am I saying that I want to rule and take over society? No. I'm saying that allow the African women their proper perspective and places in society and quit using them as a mammy and a higher help. We are more than the hired help. We're not just the servant, but we're God. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're God. We have come into rulership and know who we are. We are God. And you might as well get used to calling us that, because we will be in rulership once again. Those of us whose eyes have been opened and who've been waking up from the slumber, they will tell you the same thing I'm saying, that we're God's. And it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for you to step aside and allow us to rule in our proper places so we can put things back into order. Here's the spiritual side of God. You cannot have a society without the spiritual side of God being present. That is why the world has been duped in believing that Mary Magdalene had no place within the discipleship. But contrary, my friend, Mary Magdalene was one of the disciples, and in history books, it needs to be corrected that she was in the thick of things, and she was not just a whore. Because the song that was sung that she sang about the oil, I'd like to sing that for you. The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus, as she trembled from the tears that made her blind. Still on she came, she heard some folk whisper, see, there's no place here for her kind. And though she spoke no word, everything she said was hers. As she poured the oil for her master from her box of alabaster, and I came to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears, then I dry them with my hair, with my hair. See, you were there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms all around me. And you don't know the cause of the oil in my alabaster. I can't forget the way that I used to be. See, I was a prisoner from the tears that held me bound. I spent my days pouring my life out without measure into a little treasure box I thought I had found. Until that day when Jesus found me and filled my soul with the wonders of his touch. Now I'm giving back to him all the praise and worthy of. See, I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so. And I came to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry when I wash his feet with my tears, then I dry them with my hair, with my hair. See, you weren't there. See, you weren't there the night they found me. And I want to say to the listening audience, we are your mothers too. And Mary Magdalene, remember, she was one of the first female disciples. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is up here, and we've got to get out of here. But it is a family affair, and we'd like to thank you and wish you a well, and say, oh, double and baba booey to y'all. It's a family affair.
Child grows up to be
somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family
affair. Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow.
Oh, yes.
And nobody wants to be left out. No. You can't leave because your heart is there. You can't stay because you've been somewhere else. You can't cry because you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family
have been told to the family a long time ago. We are your mothers, and it is fine, and it's quite all right. We're not disturbed by it, and there will not be any gnashing of teeth. So you ought to accept it. Ladies and gentlemen, you will find and hear more newfound knowledge here on this radio station, The Care to Read. We'd like to thank you and invite you back tomorrow. Tomorrow's our Kick It Up Day. You definitely want to join us tomorrow. Dr. Paul Hanna will be with us next week, ladies and gentlemen. He is a psychologist that deals with naturopathic medicine. You don't want to miss it. And as we go on with our family affair, we want to include our mother's hands in there. Remember, hands are very precious. And if your hands have been anointed and appointed, lay your hands on the terminal and allow your hands to be anointed so that whatever work you do, you can go out and put your best foot forward, or until I see your best hand forward, so that you can use your frequencies and vibration to change the universe. As you begin to extend yourself, heal another person, and carry with you love in your heart, and let that love shed abroad. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great listening audience. Thank you so very much, and please do join us on Friday. We'd like to have you here in the audience, and call in tomorrow. We want you to call in tomorrow with your questions and statements. We're still on the same topic, dealing with a family affair issue, and these are issues that should have been told to you a long time ago. Thank you so very much for calling and being a part of my show, for also Twittering me and following me. Continue to follow me. I'm trying to follow some of you, but you're all over the place. I can't seem to get all your time together, but know this, family, I still love you, and I will shed blessings upon you today. So may you go in peace and have favor, and we ask God to give you favor and to anoint your household as you begin to do the work of God. We say thank you, and God bless you. Oh, Baba Boy to you, y'all. See you tomorrow.